we go to Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029. Jocko, he was at the Brett Bielema press conference this afternoon. Jocko, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joe Franklin is a freak. Is he?
Yeah, he is.
He's a freak.
He is. And you're Jocko. And so
and so is Johnny Manziel.
And yeah, Johnny Manziel is too.
We got a whole list of freaks.
Well, next week we can talk about that Johnny Manziel freak, but this week we need to talk about Rutgers and the University of Arkansas. Jocko might have to play against the Scarlet Knights without their number one quarterback in Brandon Allen, who suffered an injury Saturday. What's the latest?
Yeah, it seems like at this point it's up in the air. I guess everybody's guess is as good as Brett Bielema is, although I'm sure he knows a little bit more than the rest of us. At this time, Brett's not showing any of his cards. He said that as of right now, it's up in the air. He is doing something that he did up at Wisconsin, where he's going to, you know, he's taking all the quarterbacks. They're not going to be made available to the media. That includes, you know, Brandon Allen and A.J. Derby and Austin Allen. So nobody's able to request those guys to see where their head's at as far as, you know, whether A.J. may be starting, what his thoughts are at this point. But a couple of interesting things, I guess. He said that if it were up to Brandon Allen and his choice, he thinks he's playing Saturday. So Arkansas has that going for him, which is nice. But it just seems like at this point it's up in the air. Coach also said, you know, he's got extreme confidence in A.J. Derby as far as, you know, what he's going to bring to the table if he has to play. He's got a whole week to prepare. You know, last week he went into the game just thinking he was going to hold a clipboard or, you know, throw some signals into Brandon, and then he wound up playing, you know, most of the game. So this week he's going to prepare like he's going to play the whole game, and I think that if need be, they're ready to take that red shirt off of Austin Allen. I would hope, you know, I think everybody's hoping for the best and hoping that Brandon does not, Brandon does start, AJ is backup, and they can continue to use Austin or continue to use his red shirt and hopefully not have to play him.
What about the two tackles? Didn't we have a couple offensive linemen go down with
Grady Allison with a sprained ankle?
How's the offensive line?
Yeah,
what's the state of them?
I think they're more day to day as well. I know that, you know, they're going to see how they come along this week. Austin Tate will be back in full force. Keon Hatcher will also be another guy that has been sitting out as well, the wide receiver. And I actually saw him after the game, and I said to him, I'm like, dude, come on, what's up? And he's like, I'll be back next week for sure. So I said, you know, we miss you. And he said, I miss being out. So he's ready to go as well. I did see, you know, the funny thing was, as I was pulling up to the Fred W. Smith Center, the new practice facility for the Razorbacks, here comes Brandon Allen walking out, and his arm's in a sling, but he didn't look like he was in any pain. You know, got the headphones on, looked like any other college kid, and so hopefully, you know, just kind of rest that shoulder and wait until, you know, game time rolls around. But I guess we'll see come game time. I don't know if Fred's trying to, you know, play this as gamesmanship, and maybe Arkansas knows all along that they're just going to rest him and he's not going to play, but I think as competitive as Brandon Allen is, he's going to try like crazy to get in that game and play for the Razorbacks.
Jocko, obviously a lot of questions around Jared Collins too. I know Brett, Coach B, addressed it after the game on Saturday, saying that he saw him in the locker room after the game getting ready to go in and take a shower and everything, but now that he's had a couple of days, what actually happened on the sideline? Did he address that? And what is his prognosis?
Yeah, he's kind of left him off of, you know, they've been kind of pretty quiet about it. Yeah, nobody really said anything after the game, and nothing was really said today about it. So it was just kind of one of those freak things that that is kind of left up in the air. You know, Trey, at the game on Saturday, was just kind of like, what happened over there? So that's one of those things that I guess people are still kind of Arkansas is playing close to the vest at this point.
What about the defense, and did they impress? I did like how they were able to get to the quarterback a few times, but how do you see us matching up with Rutgers, who's probably going to be the most physical team we've faced so far this year?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it looks so good as far as, you know, on the field and even, you know, stats and what an improvement they made from from game two to game three. And I know, you know, I still kind of laugh because I know we're only talking about Southern Miss and, you know, and the other teams they played, Samford. You know, I mean, I can improve them from Samford to Southern Miss. But still, Coach was talking about, you know, he's looking at key stats. You got to play the guys that you schedule, but, you know, big third down plays, critical third down plays, you know, how many, you know, rushing yards you're giving up and that type of thing. So big stats you're looking at, and so far it looks good. Chris Smith, obviously, couldn't say enough about the way the senior's been playing. We all hope, you know, that this would be, you know, a phenomenal senior year for Chris, and so far it's been just that. I mean, he's looked like a man among boys out there, and he's done just a great job. And I think that, yeah, it'll be definitely, you know, this is the most physical team, you're right, Matt, that they're going to face so far. So it'll be certainly a great test. I still think that, you know, that Arkansas has a lot of talent compared to Rutgers. But, you know, the defense certainly, especially if Brandon's going to be out, you know, they all got together during the game on Saturday once Brandon went out, that they needed to step up, and they certainly did that. So they may be putting pressure on themselves to perform well again, and hopefully that happens.
Jocko, any word from Coach Bielema about the fact that Gary Nova, Rutgers' quarterback, might be out for the game?
Yeah, you know, he said that, you know, they're kind of preparing the way we are as well. So, you know, I think that's probably why there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on both sides. I mean, and, you know, I don't mind it. You know, as a reporter, I'd like to know as much as possible to give it to all the people that, you know, the 10 or 15 people that actually watch, you know, our show.
No, maybe it's 20. More than that. It's like 20.
20. Cool, thank you. I appreciate it.
Actually,
that.
I thought you guys were getting A&M Alabama numbers.
I don't want to brag, but we really are. So, but you'd like to get it out, and you know, as a, you know, somebody that likes the Razorbacks and certainly, you know, wants them to win every week, you'd like to know as much as possible. But, you know, I guess I'd rather have the coaches, you know, do whatever it takes to win, whether it's a little bit of gamesmanship, and you know, and you prepare your number two starter, and that's what happens, and that helps them win. I'm fine with that. You know, if we all have to wait till, you know, 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, so be it, as long as it works out better for the team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that you got to understand it, and especially for the team preparing to try to get a victory. I mean, there's no reason to let out some info. And to kind of change it up a little bit, I wanted to ask you about the A&M Alabama game. If you did get a chance to watch that game, and what did you think?
I just, you know, it's one of those Saturdays that, you know, a game like that is just, it's so great for college football. And, you know, it wasn't a defensive juggernaut, but just to, you know, to see that many points, and just, you know, I thought going into the game, you know, Alabama was going to win it, but certainly, you know, A&M certainly gave them a great shot, and just two great teams going at it. And that's the fun thing to watch about college football. And you know, we've only just begun, Matt. I mean, there's so many weeks left, and you know, I still, like, you know, I'd be a little more confident right now if, you know, Brandon, we knew him for sure, he was starting, that, you know, Arkansas could get to 4-0. I still feel like they're a great team, and with the, you know, the 1-2 punch of the running backs, that Arkansas, you know, has a great chance to win. But you know, the 6 o'clock kick next Saturday, you know, against A&M at Razorback Stadium, it's just going to be a crazy atmosphere, and it'll be really great for Arkansas to go in there 4-0 and have another one of those games that everybody talks about, you know, the following Monday.
No, I think if Arkansas is 4-0 going into the game, that the atmosphere is going to be it's going to be up there to rival some of the others that we've seen in the past couple of years. But Jocko, let's face it, you cannot overlook this game this Saturday, and really just talking about the game with Texas A&M kind of gets me concerned, because, okay, if fans want to talk about that game, there's a game this Saturday at Rutgers that you have to win first.
That they came down and whooped you last year on your home field. Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe this is, you know, maybe this is the distraction that Arkansas, you know, maybe needs. You obviously don't want your number one quarterback hurt, but maybe that puts a little bit more focus on Rutgers week. You know, maybe you would have looked past, and, you know, I keep thinking back to, you know, everybody was worried about Alabama coming into Razorback Stadium last year, and there was this, you know, this little Louisiana Monroe team that's going to, you know, get in the way before you start that game, and you know, we all know what happened. So you certainly can't forget about Rutgers. They're a good, solid team, and I think that you know, maybe these little distractions puts more of an emphasis on trying to win this game. Because, and Coach Bielema said at the press conference today, you know, he said, you know, we're talking about the 6 o'clock start, and he said, you know, you want to make that a huge game, but it's not going to be a huge game unless you take out the work that you have this week against Rutgers.
Obviously, the first road trip of the season, it's quite a ways to go for this Arkansas football team, all the way to Piscataway, New Jersey, and Rutgers. And Jocko, we appreciate your time, and it's Rutgers week finally. 3-0 start for the Razorbacks this year.
We'll take it.